Now, Lifestyles with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, everybody. It's great to be here with you every Saturday at 1 o'clock. And I hope you're joining us all afternoon with the great lineup that follows. And, of course, the great lineup that came before my show. There's Alan Perry and Bruce Williams. So enjoy your Saturday with us. Today on the show, we're going to talk later to Patricia Chewy, who is a registered nutritionist, about Nutrition Month, about simply cooking and enjoying it, because too many of us aren't cooking at home anymore. We're also going to talk about coachability. We've got a specialist who does a psych test who's going to talk about, are you coachable? Also, are rich people really that selfish? Another test that she's done. But off the top of the show, we're going to have a guest we had on before who we got great feedback about. And if you ever want to get a hold of me, you can contact me at my website, lifestylewithpattymack.com. Our first guest is Nirmala Raniga, who's from the Chopra Center for Addiction and Wellness in Squamish. And we talked about a lot of the things they did there last time she was on. And Nirmala suggested we talk this time about mindfulness and meditation. How are you, Nirmala?
Well, good afternoon, Patty. Thank you. I'm doing actually very well. And actually, it's a pleasure to be back on the show.
It's great talking with you because anybody who will stop long enough, I tell them about the presence you have about you, that you look in your eyes and you feel better already because you have a real warmth that comes from within you, a knowledge or a knowing.
Well, thank you. I've been surrounded by a lot of wonderful teachers and masters, and not only that, but really wonderful human beings who actually struggle, you know, with addiction. And they are the people who have inspired me the most, because I have learned a lot from them. And each day is a journey of learning and understanding and being around those people. They have I think they have a lot to give, and we have a lot to learn from those who struggle.
It's interesting because we often think that, you know, what you're doing is the biggest gift. But really, I think you're right in life that sometimes what we learn from other people, the power and the brave, how brave they are to conquer these addictions or even to attempt to, is amazing.
That's right, absolutely. And a very happy Saturday to all the listeners.
Absolutely, and it's going to be a better one talking to you. Now, if people don't know and they maybe didn't hear the last show, just tell people about your center. And I know most people know Deepak Chopra, and that is your partner in this business. So tell us a bit about what you do up there, because it's not just addiction. You do have a wellness center, so a lot of people can take advantage of that, because a lot of us need a break.
Yes, the center is actually located in Paradise Valley. It is Paradise Valley.
Good name.
Yes, it is. And the center actually focuses on, you know, we generally talk about addiction and addictive behaviors, but, you know, people struggle with depression, anxiety, chronic pain. There's all sorts of addictions out there. But at the root of all addiction or any emotional is emotional pain. And so what we do at the center is we look at what is the underneath the symptom, and just work with the person trying to get them to release the emotional pain. And our program actually merges the wisdom of traditional healing arts with the tools and insights of modern psychology and medicine, really looking at trying to combine Ayurveda, meditation, yoga, massage, acupuncture, all these techniques with having a physician, nurse, therapist on site to work collectively as a team to provide an atmosphere and a space for people to heal who hold so much emotional pain in the body.
And, you know, we're going to talk about meditation today, but I looked on your website and mindfulness is so big. And we're in this culture of busyness lately, and it's almost if you're not busy, then you're wasting time. And we almost compare ourselves to other people, how busy they are. So mindfulness is being, tell us what mindfulness is.
So mindfulness really is being able to be present and be aware of all your senses. Often what happens is that we are not really connected or aware of what's going around us. And we are too busy. There's a lot going on. When we start paying attention to our senses, for example, if you are sitting down to have a meal, mindful eating would be being able to look at the food visually, so using your eyes, using your nose, being able to smell the food. And as you eat, your mouth should, you know, you should be able to feel the texture of all the different food you're eating, and the sound as you eat, and also the sense of touch. So when you are able to take all your senses and bring attention to whatever activity you are doing, for example, as we are talking, my attention is really to be present, listening to you, and being able to respond to what I feel should be the response, as opposed to the often what we do is we live in reactive mode or fight or flight.
Right.
So when we are in mindfulness or paying attention, we are coming into a mode of being able to respond or responding to situations. And the word, when we talk about respond, the word responsibility, it's actually ability to respond and to be moving away from the chaos crisis mode, but coming to a mode of more restful awareness where you are actually coming from a place of calmness and peace, and ability to engage and connect with the person, with the environment, and making some conscious choice and decisions that is actually a creative one and not destructive one.
And then for mindfulness, is that what meditation, we have to be mindful and then meditation follows, that meditation is being mindful of what our own thoughts are? Like, I think people get confused with meditation because they think, oh, well, that's kind of airy-fairy and my head's too busy and you have to sit down, I don't have the time. Are they two different things or same sort of thing, mindfulness and meditation?
Well, you know, that's a good question. You know, maybe we should look at what is meditation, because there's a lot of things out there, and it's become so much, there's so much distortion about what is meditation. Meditation actually is a technology that benefits the mind, body, and spirit. And, you know, through inner exploration, meditation awakens creativity, healing, and transformation. And there are different techniques. So mindfulness is a technique of meditation. So there are several techniques. The other would be breathing. So if you paid attention to your breath, just breathing in and out and just paying attention, that's a form of meditation. A visualization, meaning being able to see something, like, for example, a flame, a candle, or a nice picture, and just watching that for 3 to 5 minutes, that's a form of meditation. And there are other forms of meditations like mantra. A lot of people probably know the word mantra. Mantra, Sanskrit word means, man means mind, and tra means vehicle. So, and of course, there's a sound meditation. So there's lots of techniques of meditation. What I usually tell the person is, what do you feel comfortable with? And there's no hard and fast rule that you have to sit cross-legged on the floor a specific way to stop your thoughts. People need to know that as long as you are in this body and the mind is there and you're connected, you will have thoughts. You cannot stop thoughts. An average person has 60 to 80,000 thoughts a day. A thought every 1.2 seconds, you can't stop it. So what meditation allows is for you to become aware of those thoughts. And depending on what technique you use, what will happen is you'll go into a space that you sometimes, you won't even know you were there, because when you come out of it, you'll have thought. So what it does, it slows your brain activity down to a level where there's nothingness, there's silence. And it is a practice, and it's a regular practice. I mean, we find people, you know, meditate half an hour, twice a day. But if you can even get in 5 to 10, 15 minutes a day, just sitting quietly and observing your breath, that is meditation. There is nothing in there where you have to do something in a fancy way to accomplish something.
Well, that, you know, I think you really described that so well for us. When we come back, we're going to talk more about that and maybe some ideas how we can start that today to get our minds quieted down. Back with Nirmala in 2 minutes.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
Everyone has an opinion.
He says on one hand it's a good deal, on the next comment he says it's not.
We've got the facts with news you can count on. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Are you prepared? Earthquakes, floods, storms, power outages. Total Prepare has you covered.
Emergency food supply, survival kits, long-term water storage and filtration.
Total Prepare is Vancouver Island's source for emergency preparedness products and self-reliant solutions with quality 72-hour emergency kits, 1 week to 1 year family survival kits, 25-year shelf life food supply, including gluten-free and more. All available in Victoria. Visit totalprepare.ca. Totalprepare.ca.
Hi, this is Daryl.
And I'm Tom from Murphy Wall Beds.
You know, it seems like everyone needs more room these days, but with the cost of renovations in real estate, it seems next to impossible to get it.
Need a home office, guest room, storage, or TV room? With Murphy Wall Beds, you can have it.
Let us show you how our innovative designs and products can let one room do it all at a fraction of the price.
Come and see what we have in store for you at Murphy Wall Beds of Victoria, 3075 Douglas Street, building quality living solutions into Victoria homes for over 25 years.
Changing businesses need Shaw's flexible business internet with no-term contracts and the freedom to adjust. So when your law firm gets a big case and you're bringing in temps and video conferencing with witnesses and sending evidence files and pulling all-nighters and pulling your hair out, you can scale up. And when the case ends, work slows back down, and everyone goes on a well-deserved vacation, you can scale down. It's internet that can move to the rhythm of your business.
With Shaw Business, your business won't miss a thing.
Your big screen TV could be the down payment on your new vehicle.
It's happening right now for the first time ever.
Galaxy Motors and Barclays Exchange are holding a pawn-a-thon. For 5 days only, bring in anything to trade. Anything! Galaxy Motors will give you up to $3,000 towards a new vehicle purchase. Conditions apply.
Jewelry.
TVs.
Lawnmowers.
Recreational vehicles.
Golf clubs.
Anything! Anything!
Galaxy Motors Pawn-a-Thon, now through Sunday only.
In Victoria, Duncan, and Nanaimo.
We are back with Nirmala Raniga from the Chopra Addiction and Wellness Center, which is in Paradise Valley. And we're talking about the power of meditation. And Nirmala, you gave a good description of meditation. And who does it help? Or could it help everybody in their day-to-day life if they took the 5 or 10 minutes to get maybe the balance back in their life by doing meditation?
Absolutely. Every day, if you can get in some time to meditate in the morning and even in the evening if you can get time, just make some time, because meditation, what it allows you to bring, it brings you in the present moment. And when you can set some intentions for the day as you meditate, your day, you're able to see your day as better. You're not reacting. You're not in a fight and flight. You're in a place where you really are able to connect with people and engage. And this is where when we think about the word compassion, meditation, you know, when you meditate, you know, the word compassion, the love, all those words really become part of who you are. And, you know, that place of where we struggle, I think it's no longer there. We start seeing problems as opportunities. How do we create more opportunity, more sense of, being? As human beings, we do a lot. We are human doings and not being. Mm. Being means is being with yourself. And when you can get to that place of silence, it allows that opportunity to be able to serve. Like today is Saturday, so according to the 7 spiritual laws of yoga, today is the law of dharma. Dharma means Sanskrit word is purpose or purpose in life. So, you know, according to that, is, you know, my life is in harmony with cosmic law, being able to discover your higher self. I mean, as human doings, we are always doing this for ourselves and for whatever we need to do to collect. How can we help? How can we serve ourselves and others. So having a bigger picture than doing your 9-to-5 job, being able to do something like opening a door for someone.
Sometimes we get in that treadmill, Nirmala, and we're so busy with the life, and then we do a lot of stuff to try and almost get ourselves away from life, maybe watching TV or movies or doing. And I think meditation might frighten people because they don't want to be alone with their thoughts. But as you're suggesting, if you start this practice, you can start liking that spot and probably almost grow to love it and need it every day.
That's right. And you'll find the difference is when you meditate, your day goes much smoother. When you don't meditate, you'll notice that a little agitation is there.
And you're sort of starting the day you want to start as opposed to just bang, getting out of bed and running. So walk us through that, Nirmala. You were kind of going to give us some, I know you do different kinds of meditation, a little idea, a little taste of how we can start this. I know you gave us a little sample last time, but so many people have asked me about it. Let's walk this through in the next few minutes we have here to let people know how to do this themselves.
Okay, so what I'll do is I'll first of all do a little bit of breathing. I just want to caution anybody who's driving or using a machinery, don't close your eyes.
Okay.
Pay attention because, there's a time for meditation.
Yes, and a time for driving.
That's right.
Okay.
So if I can maybe ask the listeners, if it feels comfortable, close your eyes.
Mm-hmm.
And as you close your eyes, just pay attention to your breath. Feel the air going in through your nostrils. So take a breath in and breathe out again through your nostrils. Take another deep breath in. And as you breathe out, just release any tension you're holding in your body. Take another deep breath in. And just try and as you breathe in, bring yourself to this moment of present awareness and being aware of your surroundings. And as you let go, just follow through the instructions which I will be providing. So I just would like you to bring your attention to your heart. And if it feels okay, you can place your hand on your heart. The heart is Anahata chakra, that's in Sanskrit. Anahata, that's the fourth chakra. Chakra is actually an energy point in the body, and heart is one of the very important energy points. And as you bring your attention to your heart, imagine the color green, a beautiful, vibrant green. And as you can feel this color, I will recite four words and just allow the words come through you.
Mm-hmm.
Peace, harmony, laughter, love. Peace, harmony, laughter, love. Peace, harmony, laughter, love. Take another deep breath in. As you release, just open your eyes gently. So this is a very, very simple, basic meditation that brings focus to, brings attention to your heart. And heart is our center of compassion, joy, love. And we all need more of that in our life. And even if you just did this every single day, just took 3 to 5 minutes and just focused on heart breathing and just those four words, peace, harmony, laughter, love, I think you will find that there's a difference in how you feel.
Nirmala, that was wonderful. And I love having you on because I think whatever we see in your eyes is the peace that you find from the yoga, the meditation, all that you do to add that to your center, the Chopra Addiction and Wellness Center. You can find Nirmala through Meet, lifestylepattymack.com, or on her website, Chopra Addiction and Wellness Center in Paradise Valley, Squamish. Nirmala, have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining us today, and I'm sure a lot of people will have had an aha moment, as they say.
Thank you so much, and once again, thank you. And, you know, anytime if I have an opportunity, I'm more than happy to provide any tools to any of the listeners.
Thank you so much, and I hope to talk to you again next month.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take care. Bye-bye. We're going to switch gears now. That was wonderful. Nirmala is such a wonderful person, and you can sense in her personality the calmness and what she brings to her practice. And we very much appreciate her time. I'm joined now by somebody who's going to join us at the other end of the show at about 2:50. I've got to get used to my new time here. Alona Jurebek is does psych tests, two different sites, psych tests, and also queendom.com. She's full of great information. I'll get her to explain exactly what she does. And we're going to talk about one of the psych tests, Are Rich People Really That Selfish? How are you, Alona?
Hello, I'm good and relaxed and at peace. I was following the exercise.
Isn't she wonderful? We only have a few minutes here, Alona, and we'll talk later at the other half. But tell people kind of what you do about these tests and how they work.
Okay, well, our company develops psychological assessments, personality tests, IQ tests, career tests, attitudes, attitude tests, health topics are also covered, and of course, love and relationships. So we've got about 150 different assessments that are available on our websites. And some of these assessments are also used for HR purposes. So we do have sites for Mr. Mrs. Anybody available to the wide public, and as well sites for HR managers, therapists, and so forth, professionals.
And on queendom.com, you've got this survey, and, you know, I get these from you from time to time, and they're just great, and you do all the stats on them. And queendom.com reveals that not all upper-class people live up to the stereotypes. What are those stereotypes in the minute we have here?
Well, the stereotypes are that the very rich people are kind of selfish, and the reason why they have so much money is because they don't want to share. So, you know, if you look at the tabloids, if you follow what the celebrities are up to, you would have the impression that these privileged people who have lots of money and all sorts of other benefits and advantages, that they are completely self-absorbed. And, of course, you know, there is a reason for that. But the thing is, the tabloids and entertainment sites kind of focus on the sensational issues, right? So they don't really look at people who are professionals, for example, who are relatively well off financially, or you know, business owners, small business managers, and so forth, who do fall into the higher tax brackets, but they don't really display the kind of antics that we
right.
see with the celebrities.
When you come back at near the top of the next hour, we're going to talk about that and also the other psych test, which is about coachability, and that's comparing men and women. And I won't tell you yet who won, but I think we all know. So when we come back at 10:02, we're going to talk to Alona again. So we'll talk to you then, Alona. Right now, we've got the news.
This is the perfect stress-free camping trip. And it's stress-free because you took your RV to Tom's RV Service and Supplies. Their spring inspection specials include a check of your brakes, bearings, batteries, propane tanks, electrical, roof, exterior seams, and a lot more. Prices start at just $175, only for a limited time. Do it now, do it better. Tom's RV Service and Supplies, under new ownership, off Jacqueline in Langford.
This is Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Good afternoon, I'm Jillian Vandergeest with CFAX 1070 News. There are celebrations across England and Wales as new legislation came into effect allowing same-sex couples to marry.
Almost on the stroke of midnight, gay couples across England and Wales tied the knot as legislation allowing them to marry came into force. Wearing suits and matching blue shirts, Aaron Urbis and Lewis Monaco were preparing to become...
We're going
to
be, you know, husband and husband, of course, yep. And the terminology is to love, honor, and cherish.
British Prime Minister David Cameron has tweeted congratulations to all gay couples getting married today. But research suggests about one in five adults would turn down an invitation to a same-sex wedding. Linda Alban, ABC News, London.
Ships from China and Australia have scooped up some objects in the Indian Ocean as they search for signs of a missing Malaysian jetliner. But reporter Ian Clendenning says there's no confirmation the items were related to Flight 370.
Two ships out in the area did haul up objects, but the Australian Maritime Safety Authority is saying that so far no objects confirmed to be related to the missing plane have been recovered.
A Chinese military plane also spotted several floating objects, including two bearing colors of the missing plane, before the search was called off for the day. A man who says he lives next door to a vacant building on Prince Edward Island where three people died after it caught fire earlier today says the blaze had engulfed the structure within minutes. Reggie Jameson, who lives across from the building on a former driving range in Charlottetown, says he woke up at about 5:30 this morning after hearing sirens.
I looked outside and I saw this building on fire with one fire engine just sitting there. I'm going, oh my God, it's on fire. Just one corner of the building was just so you could see a little bit of flames. And then within, you know, 2 to 5 minutes, the whole building was engulfed. It seems like it was just, I was watching it and it just kept getting worse and worse as more, you know, fire engines showed up and EMS and police.
Police say investigators are working to determine the identity of the victims and the cause of the fire. There's talk of possibly sending a Toronto lawyer's dying plea to legalize assisted suicide to the Supreme Court. A crowd of mourners filled a Toronto church to remember Edward Hung, who died earlier this month from Lou Gehrig's disease. Hung's friend John Reeves said he would have wanted the top court to hear him.
I think he would regard it as a message that should be sent to the Supreme Court. And if it lay within the power of anybody else to help his message get across through his words and through his example, he would be very pleased.
Hung wrote that while he had the means to travel to Switzerland to end his life, it wasn't fair that others stricken by the disease couldn't do so. That's CFAX 1070 News to 133. Taking a look at weather now, cloudy with showers this afternoon and winds picking up as well, highs to 11 degrees. For tonight, more clouds rolling in, a few showers in the evening and lows to 6. For your Sunday, a few showers ending near noon and then mainly cloudy, wind picking up later in the morning and highs to 11. Right now, outside CFAX Studios downtown, we've surpassed our high, currently at 13 degrees. I'm Jillian Vandergeest. If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070. It's 1:34.
Now, Lifestyles with Patty Mack on CFAX 1070.
Right now, we're going to talk about something we love to talk about here on Lifestyle, which is food and good nutrition. And March is Nutrition Month now. We're just on the tail end of that. But, of course, this is something we should follow along with every month of the year. One of our favorite people on the show who we haven't talked to for a while is Patricia Chewy. She's the 80-20 rule person. She's a registered dietitian. How are you, Patricia?
I'm doing well. How are you, Patty?
I'm great, and it's been way too long. I see you on Facebook and all the great things you do, and people see you in the papers and all the stuff that you do. And, of course, you're here representing the Registered Dietitians of Canada right now with this interview today.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm all over the place just trying to spread the good word about common sense, practical, healthy eating, and that is certainly what Dietitians of Canada is all about. And they're a group that represents about 6,500 of the 9,000 dietitians in Canada. And so by collaborating, our goal is to try to reach more Canadians with this healthy eating, healthy living message. And I sort of feel like it's the closing ceremony weekend of the Olympics here for those of us who are dietitians. When we get to the end of March, it's kind of like we take this collective deep breath for people like myself and, you know, anyone in the health business, really we're promoting healthy living year round, of course, 365 days a year, but March is kind of our annual opportunity to really ramp it up and do some special things for Canadians too. Like this year, we came out with a new app called Cookspiration, and people can find it at cookspiration.com. And it's free. You can download it and get about 200 meal ideas, and people are really, really liking that. It's been one of the most, I don't know, these tech stats, you know what I'm saying?
But yeah, it's been really popular.
Most popular downloadable apps of its type. So that's
and dietitians are rock stars. People listen to them, right? I mean, you know, that's where the go-to now is a dietitian. So you are highly trained and know food. And so you love talking about food. And 43% is a stat I got here that Canadians that do not cook homemade meals. So, you know, that is a pretty bad stat. So it's even more important to get this message out. And as we head into spring and nicer weather, hopefully we want to cook more and cook more seasonal healthy food.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, I mean, on the positive side, we have about 60% of Canadians cooking
that's
at home.
So that's glass good. Half full, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to be. But this 43%, we are concerned because we do know when people, you know, buy groceries and cook at least some of their meals at home, they're going to take in less salt, less sugar, and less of the wrong kinds of fats by making meals at home for the most part. And you know, having some basic cooking skills is definitely one of the main factors in terms of actually enjoying cooking. If you don't know what to do, it's more frustrating and easier to think, well, I'll just go get some takeout. But
yeah, and there's lots of ways to find out how to cook, right? Like simple things online and through different websites.
Absolutely. I think, you know, even without a formal course of any kind, I would encourage people, take a look at your kitchen, get some good basic skills, and where are you, again, me and my broken record message about half your plate as vegetables in most meals. In order to do that, it's helpful if you have a cutting board that you're not concerned is, you know, old and unsanitary, and that you have a good paring knife. And it doesn't have to be an expensive one. Just get a paring knife, a vegetable peeler, and a cutting board, and you're on your way to having healthier meals and snacks, because it's going to be that much easier to prep those things.
Absolutely. And do you get used to the flavors? If people have been having a beige diet for so long and no vegetables and no fiber, is it something that you start craving if you start loving celery and it's no longer a chore, that you like those flavors after a while?
It's true. You can retrain your palate. I mean, certainly the more salt and sugar you eat, the more of those things you want. And, you know, listeners who might have, you know, cut back on salt, for example, will know exactly what we're saying here. Like if you suddenly go out to a restaurant and you're served a soup that is way too salty or way more than you'd make at home, you notice it right away. So, yeah, you can, in fact, train your palate to have a, you know, an enhanced appreciation for the foods that are healthy. And I, instead of encouraging people, you know, to eat less of this and that, I like them to focus on, well, what do I need to eat more of? Because to this point, if you're eating more of the foods that you actually need, good quality fruits and vegetables, whole grains, lean quality protein sources, you meet your body's requirements, and so you're not craving so much for those things that aren't so healthy for us.
And you can still make that if you don't like, say, just a salad. You can still do a lot, because I see on your page all the time what you can do with vegetables and to make them more how you want them, whether it's roasted or many other ways prepare them.
Well, that's an awesome cooking tip to this point about what can people, even if they're not, you know, expert chefs, roasting is awesome. Like, take a baking pan, like a cookie sheet, put some parchment paper or even tin foil on it, because this is going to make your cleanup way easier. Throw some salmon fillets on there, some white fish, or if it's meat, like chicken, for example, slice it thin so it'll roast in the same time. And so have that on half that pan, and then on the other half, have an assortment of vegetables. So you might have some peppers, some cauliflower, some tomato, mushrooms, even some thinly sliced potatoes. Put the whole tray in the oven for 20 minutes, and you've got a super healthy dinner.
Wow.
And by roasting
what
it.
What could be simpler than that?
Yeah, there's no excuses.
Now, can you put something on that, though? Because some people, you know, don't want just plain chicken.
Of
what
course,
can you put
yeah,
to make it not
yeah.
look so, you
and,
know, dry and
that,
white?
You know, You're right. That whole thing, I cook that way in our home quite a bit. I will just take a huge, you know, those stainless steel salad bowl things. I've got a couple of big ones of those. I'll just put in five different vegetables, drizzle on a little bit of olive oil. You don't need very much, like maybe, you know, not even a tablespoon for a whole big amount. So maybe two teaspoons, and then sprinkle on, you know, some dried herbs or, yes, a little bit of salt. I use salt in that case for sure, because I know if I'm sprinkling on a little bit for flavor and enjoyment, it's still, you know, probably a tenth of what I'd be having if I was eating out, or worse, if I was in a drive-thru situation.
Right.
So absolutely, it's flavorful. And, I mean, the weather here is slowly starting to warm up. But once people can barbecue and, you know, grill, that's another fantastic way to add flavor without having to add an excessive amount of oil or salty seasonings.
Well, for the closing ceremonies, you still have a lot of raw for food. I can still see it. You love what you do. We're going to come back after the break and talk to Patricia about some more ideas to simply cook and enjoy.
When news breaks, Victoria counts on CFAX 1070.
The school board has voted to close Sundance Elementary and relocate its program to another school.
90 people confirmed missing after Saturday's mudslide in the town of Oso, Washington.
Royals made it a sweep as they doubled the Chiefs 4-2 in Spokane to win their opening round playoff in four straight games.
If it's happening, it's here. Victoria's News Authority, CFAX 1070.
Teach a man to fish and you feed him for life. The same thing applies to gardening. This year, show your kids just how much fun growing their own food can be. Sign up for their free kids club newsletter at marigoldnurseries.com. Then browse their huge selection of fruit trees. Also just arrived, bulbs and bare root veggie and fruit starts. On Lockside Drive in Duncan and at marigoldnurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
Information alert! Dodds Furniture and Mattress will beat any competitor's advertised price on furniture for any room in your home. Dare to compare Dodds prices with closeout prices. They volume buy, so their 43,000 square foot warehouse is stocked with home furnishings ready for immediate delivery. Information alert! 100% locally owned and operated Dodds Furniture and Mattress, furnishing the island since 1977.
As Gordy always says, we won't be undersold.
715 Finlayson at DoddsFurniture.com.
This is Julie Skinner from Vision Travel, inviting you to take advantage of Oceania Cruises Your World on sale until March 31st. Enjoy 2-for-1 cruise fares, free airfare, early booking savings of up to $4,000, free prepaid gratuities, free unlimited internet package, plus up to $500 shipboard credit per stateroom, and 50% off deposits on many spectacular 2014 voyages. Vision Travel, vacations crafted by professionals. 250-412-1888.
Now at the Built Ford Tough event, make your truck by choosing Ford custom accessories like tonneau covers, bed extenders, and more. Work or play, get $1,000 in Ford custom accessories, plus Built Ford Tough rebates on Canada's best-selling line of trucks. Lease the 2014 F-150 XLT Supercrew 4x4 for only $399 per month for 24 months at 1.49% lease APR with $1,995 down. Only at the Built Ford Tough event. See bcford.ca for details.
This program is brought to you by Marigold Nurseries.
A trip down memory lane. Boomertown with Barry Bowman. Sundays at 3 on CFAX 1070.
We are back with Patricia Chewy, a registered dietitian. And, of course, March is Nutrition Month. And hopefully spring and summer and every season in between. We're talking about simply cook and enjoy. Let's talk about the budget and affordable meals, because groceries are so expensive and people have this misconception that, oh, I can go to the drive-thru, it's, you know, $25 for the family, whatever. And what you can buy, should you buy daily, weekly? How can you buy to save money and still get the good food you need and be on a budget?
Good question. You know, the answer to just about everything in nutrition is it depends. So, you know, when we're talking budget, it depends. I mean, are you a one-person household or three or six or, you know, and so buying certain things in bulk doesn't make sense for a person who, you know, if it's just one or two people. But some of the foods that are super-duper nutritious, but still remain extremely affordable. Awesome little food, eggs, a dozen eggs. Like they're 70 calories in one egg and a ton of protein and important nutrients, even a little bit of iron in there. So I like eggs. Cans of tuna and salmon. Now, some people might say, oh, canned fish isn't great, but I'm not recommending, and nor is Health Canada recommending eating fish, you know, more than 2-3 times a week. So I'd way rather see someone whipping up a salmon from a can, a salmon sandwich, than deli meats, for example.
Right.
Canned beans and legumes. So this is the chickpeas and lentils and mixed beans, kidney beans. Those are awesome superfoods. Just open the can, rinse them off really well to get rid of some of the salt, and then you can mix those with some chopped veggies and you've got a salad, or you can mash them up, mix them with some egg and some crumbs and make patties, sort of burger type protein out of them. And, you know, as far as like, just argument, oh, it costs more to eat healthy, you can sometimes get a 5-pound bag of carrots for $2. It breaks my heart seeing that. I mean, I like a good deal as much as the next person, but I always think, what about the farmer?
Yeah, no kidding.
Like, if we're getting 5 pounds, so that's another separate conversation. But anyway, carrots are an awesome, nutritious bargain. So is a bag of apples, bag of oranges, oatmeal in the cereal category. You know, you can pretty much skip all those chocolate bars disguised as cereal.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, keep those to a minimum and focus on the, you know, basically advice your grandma or great grandma would have told you. Oatmeal, and then if you look at some of these things in bulk, like the oats, like the legumes, lentils, you're going to find some cost savings that way as well.
These are great, you know, great tips here just for some really basics right now that you can have that are reasonable. Would you suggest people do especially if they have a family, at least a Monday to Thursday plan to what they want to make so there's no surprises?
Well, yes, but, you know, I'm pretty organized myself, and I'm a planner, and I'm in this business, and I have never advanced planned meals. And
well, that's
good
to know.
One colleague, when I was learning to be a dietitian 25 years ago, and she had this chart on her wall, and she was raising two young girls at the time, and I'm like, oh my gosh, is this what I'm going to become, this person who has it all? But if you're not that way, some people are, and hey, I admire those who can do that, but practical tip that seems to work well is to, when you're making your grocery list, think about at least 3 meals for the coming week. That's it. Think about 3 dinners.
Yeah.
Because if you plan for those 3, then you're guaranteed probably to have leftovers for lunch at least 2 or 3 days worth off those 3. And, you know, most people might go out once or twice a week. Depends where they live and what they're into. But at least 3. And if you can do more than that, great. Good for you.
We don't like you. No kidding. I think that's great advice, you know, Patricia, because I think we compare ourselves to others or the magazines, the stuff we see about this super organization. And it's like if bookwork, if you're a person that likes to put stuff in a big box and count in the year, there's no right way as long as you're doing something.
You know what,
right?
I don't like these all or nothing approaches. Like either you become fanatical about healthy eating or you don't do it. Neither of those works. It is, you know, that middle ground and finding what that point is for you and your family and your food preferences, your food philosophy, your budget is going to be different from the next person. And I mean, at the end of the day, I care about, is a person getting their nutrient needs met, whether they're an infant or a 8-year-old or a senior citizen or anybody in between? That's what I care about. What I don't want people to be doing, and like you're saying, with sometimes we read a magazine article and with the goal of being inspired, and we just feel bad after.
Yeah, that's not the point.
Yeah, we can't maintain the standard. So I think that we have to find what works for us, and we also have to share, but not in a way that creates bad feelings for people.
Well, you're good at doing this in the right way. Calcium, before we go, we got about another 30 seconds. How much are you into milk, cheese? Do we need this in our diet as we get older?
Yeah, well, we still hear, you know, depending where you read, a recommendation for an adult's calcium to be in the 1,000 to 1,500 milligram range. With all vitamins and minerals, please avoid the mentality that if 1,000 is good, 3,000 must be even better. No, everything in nutrition is about balance. So 1,000 to 1,500, we do know that much more than that for men is not a good thing in terms of kidney stones. I want people to get enough calcium, period. If you like traditional milk products, milk, cheese, yogurt, they do remain a source. But now we live in Lotus Land here, the West Coast, where we can get really neat fortified almond milks and soy milks, and just read those and make sure they do have calcium, and vitamin D is also important for the calcium to be absorbed properly. So, but you know, also eat your leafy greens and almonds and salmon and other things that are going to give you a bit of calcium.
And how do people get a hold of you, Patricia, if they want to know more about what you have to offer?
Well, I'd recommend they go through dietitians.ca. So the word diet, that has got to get out of there eventually. But anyway, dietitians, so it's with a T, not a C, towards the end of the word. So dietitians.ca, and there's all sorts of information, the meal ideas. They can learn more about cookspiration.com. That's the free meal idea app. And they can even go in to find a dietitian profile, and that's where they can find my contact information for any local people who might want some further assistance.
Nice. And let's talk again soon. I'll not leave it so long next time.
Yeah,
it's always great
nice
having you on.
To connect with you. You're so enthusiastic and supportive. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate food, and I appreciate what you have to say about it, and I take your advice to heart. So take care, Patricia, and we'll talk to you again.
Okay, thanks, Patty. Bye-bye.
Back with Alona after the break.
Have you ever received a realtor's brochure in the mail for a free home evaluation? Is somebody charging for them? This is Kevin Ramsey, realtor with Fair Realty and SweetHomeVictoria.com. Of course the home evaluation is free, and there's no obligation to sign anything. At our first meeting, we'll discuss your property's value and the preparation it needs, my flexible fees that include discounts for quick sales and double ends, plus my proven marketing system. I'm not going to send you a gimmick in the mail to make you call. Just go to SweetHomeVictoria.com and contact me for an appointment.
Win free groceries for a year with the CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway. Watch for Al Farabee to reveal the Thrifty Foods product during CTV News Vancouver Island. Remember that item. And listen the next weekday morning at 7:50. You could win a $50 Thrifty Foods smile card and free groceries for a year. Win with Terry Moore afternoons at 4:50. The CFAX 1070 Great Grocery Giveaway from Thrifty Foods and CFAX 1070.
Hey, it's your anniversary in a week, right?
Yep.
Getting the missus anything special?
Well, I don't know. I got time. I'll think of something.
7 days later.
Happy anniversary.
No way. Already?
Yes.
Some things are closer than you think, like the JBI Pub and Restaurant at the James Bay Inn. Try their three-course dinner menu and experience great home-style cooking with fresh ingredients made from scratch. The JBI Pub and Restaurant at the James Bay Inn. Really good, really close. Corner of Government and Toronto.
Beautiful lawns and gardens start with healthy soil from Marigold Nurseries. Also just arrived, seed potatoes, hearty cyclamen, fresh tropicals, graceful grasses, and more. Stop by this weekend for a delicious bite from Deadbeat's fresh food truck and brighten up these last few days of winter with loads of spring color from Marigold Nurseries. On Lockside Drive in Duncan and at MarigoldNurseries.com.
From our growing family to yours, Marigold Nurseries.
We are back with Alona Jurebek from queenof.com and Psych Tests. And when we were talking to Alona earlier, we were going to pose the question, who is more coachable, males or females? It comes from a survey or a psych test she did, asking for directions complex. The study reveals, drum roll, who is more coachable?
Well, surprise, surprise, women are.
Woo!
So, yeah, the thing is, though, the differences between men and women were not huge, but they were systematic. So, you know, it was very consistent, and you can see differences between the two genders that are pretty clear-cut. So women are more coachable in general. They are more willing to learn and improve their skills, more willing to take direction, of course. That's where, you know, the asking for direction complex comes from.
Why we always have to ask?
Well, you know, it's. I think if you ask any woman, she will have the experience of driving with a guy who was just being stubborn and didn't want to swallow their pride to ask where the heck they are, right?
That's funny. And you were saying in the Queendom.com that athletes, you know, understand the importance of coaching, and you just have to understand that's part of it. You have to be listen to your coach, and that's how you get the playing time. But in the working world, we also need coaching sometimes, and we need to know that's part of the job as well.
Absolutely, and it kind of extends from romantic relationships to work relationships as well.
Really,
and so some people just have trouble taking criticism, and they just shut down right away as soon as they see they hear a negative comment.
Uh-huh.
But you know, we need to understand that none of us is perfect, really, and we all have some growing up to do, and we can always improve in specific. Specific skills and attitudes, and you know, if you shouldn't really take it as if the company is saying that you are lacking in something and they don't have confidence in you, because if they are willing to invest money in your coaching, well, that typically is because they believe in you and they want to keep you on.
Right, and sometimes we have to get a little tougher skin in our personal lives as well. That. You know, not everything is a jab, and not look for always the worst.
Exactly. And you know, we need to understand that some people do have the diplomacy to deliver negative feedback in a way that is totally digestible, and you come out of the performance review, for instance, feeling like you are a star, even if you were criticized.
Right, because some people are just better than others. Some are boobs, and some know how to do it properly. And the other, if people want to see these surveys or Queendom.com, how do they find that? Do they go to the website?
They go to the website, yes. We get quite a bit of traffic on Queendom.com and on psychtest.com as well. So people find the tests. One of the typical tests that people search for is an IQ test or emotional intelligence test. But we've got 150 different assessments on a wide variety of topics. So anybody is able to usually to find something that interests them.
And the little time we have left here, money, does it change us? What does money do to us?
Well, money can corrupt, of course, but in order to get corrupted by money, you kind of have to have some underlying attitudes and traits. So it essentially accentuates your attitudes towards money if you get rich suddenly, for instance, if you win a lottery or something, you know. People frequently just blow their good fortune on silly stuff instead of thinking about the rainy day.
So money doesn't really change people; it just sort of amplifies what you say here, who you already are.
Exactly.
So if you're kind of a jerk, you're still going to be a jerk with money.
yes, and it's going to be more painful for others to go through it and to deal with you. You know.
Oh man, it's so nice talking to you, and I look forward to the next one that you're working on, because they are really interesting and says so much about people. And I like how you wrap it all up with a synopsis. And if people want to know more about you or find about the test, how do they do that again?
They can go to the website queendom.com. It's like kingdom, but instead of king, it's queen, because it's for women.
You have a queendom. I love it. Thank you very much, everybody, for joining us here every Saturday at 1 o'clock. Please stay tuned for all the shows this afternoon. Thank you, TJ, as always. Until we meet again, get out there and enjoy.